The list of leading ANC members accused of making millions of irregular dollars out of the pandemic seems to be getting longer by the day. It even includes President Cyril Ramaphosa's son, Andile, who won a 6 million rand contract to modify taxis in line with COVID-19 regulations. The state gave a 125 million rand tender to the husband of the president's spokesperson to supply personal protective equipment, or PPE. The sons of ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule also landed lucrative COVID contracts, as did relatives of senior ANC officials across South Africa. The revelations arrived soon after Ramaphosa addressed the nation about COVID-related graft.
"We are determined that every instance of alleged corruption must be thoroughly investigated, that those who are responsible for wrongdoing should be prosecuted, and that all money stolen or overpriced should be recovered."
The question the public's asking now is, will Ramaphosa order independent investigations of his own friends and family to possibly bring criminal charges against them? The president has described as unconscionable ANC officials who've allegedly used the coronavirus to enrich themselves. And he says a center consisting of 9 law enforcement agencies has been tasked with preventing, investigating, and prosecuting crime connected with the COVID crisis.
"This center is currently involved in investigating allegations of corruption in areas such as the distribution of food parcels, social relief grants, the procurement of personal protective equipment, and other medical supplies."
Malusi Ngala, a researcher for the Corruption Watch NGO, doesn't trust the president and his party to prosecute top state and party officials. "They didn't do this before COVID-19, he says, and they won't do it because of COVID-19.
"We're not even supposed to be in this position. The mere fact that we have people who are close to power who have been awarded these tenders, that alone should be raising eyebrows. We're not supposed to be..."
About a month ago, says Nkala, his group gave the government reports of COVID-linked graft from about 700 whistleblowers, and the state did nothing.
"That's what people have been complaining about, that friends and family members of people, officials especially, have been the ones benefiting from the state. In some instances, it's been unilateral decisions that have been made without consultation or without following due process."
In Gauteng province, where a lot of the fraud has allegedly happened, ANC Secretary Jacob Kawe acknowledges that the government has been very loose in awarding tenders to supply COVID equipment.
"It is like an official in the department would call companies who would say they can provide, have a discussion with these companies, and award a letter to a company. And this is against the normal procurement, and we understand partly that it, because of the nature of the problem we're dealing with, and the urgency of the matter in having PPEs, but it also demonstrates that the government was open to manipulation."
But Nkala maintains the government was not manipulated, that it knew exactly what it was doing when it gave millions to its allies' firms. Firms which in some cases had been set up within days with no track record whatsoever in any business, let alone the health business. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.